Welcome to Fabulous Fuckery. I'm your host, Baroness Bree. Fabulous Fuckery is your sophisticated destination for discussion on wellness, dating, family, and blurred life. Come with me while we discuss emerging fabulously in spite of life's fuckery. Hello, everyone. I'm your girl, Baroness Bree. Welcome you to today's episode of Fabulous Fuckery. I'm here today with Elle Van Dyne, the creatrix and founder of Collab Create DC. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Elle is doing amazing things in the DC area. She's working with small businesses to help us find each other, collaborate, do some great work, make some business, make some money. She has a lot of interest in home, like cooking, DIY. You're like a hodgepodge of all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And you're a recent departing from corporate world, going into entrepreneurship.
It's okay. About to be 3 years, and I'm like, where did that time go?
Did it go fast for you?
It did. Okay. I mean, when I was in it, it was going real slow. But okay. Now, you know, nobody like prepares you mentally for that adjustment from like leaving corporate life and realizing like how much of the shit that you hate is like your own shit. And now you have to deal with it instead of like having a job to blame it on. So it's a lot of unpacking.
Now, how long were you corporate?
I mean, off and on. I changed careers from government contracting to residential construction.
Ooh, okay.
A while back. So I was in like corporate residential construction, but before that I was in like that government contracting world.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, like about 15 years of that.
Okay.
Total.
When did you know it was okay to make the leap to entrepreneurship?
When I just wanted to cry when I had to go to work. Mm. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it's hurting my soul to like show up and deal with these people that I don't care about anymore. And like, I'm good at my job, but like, I hate my job. It's not a compatible, like, I couldn't do it anymore.
You're speaking to me. Well, you know, because you're at this job, and as Americans, we've been told that our jobs are to work this 9 to 5, mm-hmm. go home, pet your dog, kick your kid, or the other way around, and you know, and then you know, save your thrift savings plan and your 401k until you can retire.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're all starting to break the mold and realize, oh, yes, I can work this 9 to 5 job, but my real passion is my side hustle. Mm-hmm. How do you get from side hustle to real life?
Yep.
So, you know, are there steps that you took to realize?
You know, I like, well, my side hustle then was different than what, you know,
really?
Ended up like Collab Create was a relatively late in the process thing, because I think I really had to like spend some time figuring out like what I actually wanted to do, instead of just assuming that it would be the like hobby kind of passion that I had, which I've realized like for now that's what the DIY and the home and the cooking, like I love doing all of that stuff and like sharing it with people, but like I was trying to do that and Collab Create for a while, and like I had to pick one because I only have so much bandwidth.
And see, that's my struggle as well. You know, you're sitting there, you're like, I like this,
mm-hmm.
and this is pretty cool, mm-hmm. and people like when I do this, but this doesn't make me money. This can, this doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to be able to say, this is a passion, this is the business.
Yeah.
So you're finding that Collab Create DC is...
For right now, like, that's my focus.
That's your focus.
That's my focus.
Until we make the...
Until, you know, until I get to the point, hopefully everybody wants to get to, right, where, like, things are kind of running themselves and you
mm-hmm.
have a good team, and then you can, like, focus on more of your passion projects, and maybe those are going to change, and I'm sure they will, like, by the time that happens, like, my interests might be elsewhere, but, yeah, like, I could make money doing, like, home and design and DIY stuff, but... Man, it drives me crazy to be on that Instagram with, like, all the home design people. I'm like, I can't keep up with y'all.
Okay.
And it just, it wasn't feeding my soul. And, like, I really wanted to, like, connect with people and be connecting people. And as I got more involved with, like, the creative scene in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
over the past few years, like, that's where the idea for Collab Create came from, because I just kept meeting all these amazing people who needed to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a structure in place for that right now.
Well, I appreciate you, because just following your Instagram, and her Instagram is at Collab Create DC.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the cleanest looking, just from the design standpoint.
Oh, thank you.
Your graphics are all very consistent, and you know, it's all these neat images for things going on in DC. And so I'm always plugged into 202 Creates and Collab Create
mm-hmm.
DC, and people are actually starting to think of you guys
is almost the same type of entity, mm-hmm. because TO2 Creates is the government side, and they're giving us the access to the small business funds. But then your organization is like, oh yeah, and by the way, these are some also small businesses mm-hmm. that are going to say, oh okay, this person makes planting things, like the Femme Fatale. Amazing.
Yeah, we've been featuring them. We're like wrapping up those features this week, which will be over by the time this airs probably, but they are extending their pop-up through the end of July.
Oh.
So people should definitely check that out. I mean, I feature them a lot because I love them so much. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's amazing in their own right, and it's just really nice to find like local, women-made products and art and cool things that we can all use instead of clicking on that Amazon cart. Like, why just click over to Femme Fatale for a minute and check them out.
And also see people in person, mm-hmm. because the internet has removed that personality behind who created your jewelry.
Yeah.
So it's really neat to be able to say, oh, let me see what they recommend on their Instagram. And, ooh, there's a story behind it. There's a mother who's mm-hmm. feeding her children based on her jewelry.
Yeah.
There's a person paying for her parents. I think that someone was paying for their cancer treatments or things of that nature through the arts and crafts that mm-hmm. they're creating at these workshops and pop-ups. And I'm like, okay, we can support that.
Exactly.
Versus it being made overseas mm-hmm. with a person I don't know. There's a person and it's connected to a face. And that's what we're talking about, like, for Small Business Week. When you buy from a small business, you're helping a family pay for summer camp mm-hmm. or, a bill. So, no, I'm really grateful for what you're doing in
Thank
the area.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do, is just, like, show the stories of the people behind all these great local businesses. And it's crazy because it's just, like, every day I wake up and I find, like, new people. I'm, like, just this endless source. And I really focus on D.C., but, I've expanded some to, like, Maryland and Virginia, but, like, that's a whole nother, like, additional, like, bounty of these amazing creators and people. So I'm so excited to just be meeting people and featuring them. And we're going to change up the way we do features next month and, like, start kind of spreading it out a little more. And so I'm excited to, like, we're going to feature our first guy. Like, I haven't done that yet. What? I know. I've been, like, 6 months now and haven't really... It's and just also, naturally been a kind of women-centered thing.
And good for him for saying, hey, I got information. Let me submit this to you.
Yeah.
Link me in. So, because a lot of people feel as though certain spaces are only for women. And as long as you're respectful and a good human, let's do it.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't created it to be, like, just for women, but it's been, like, the people who are, like, showing up and participating in the community, and it happens to be mostly women, so...
I want to transition for a second, because you said when you went from corporate mm-hmm. to becoming your own boss that you had your own shit you needed to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find for working for yourself, with yourself every day? And I know you have some cats, but your employees are now in the cats during the day. But what did you learn about yourself in this transition that really stood out as something that we needed to work on?
I mostly learned that, my beliefs about what I could do and what I should be doing with my life were so largely informed by other people,
mm-hmm.
my parents and my family and, like, my culture. Like, I grew up in the Midwest in, like, a really conservative Christian environment. And, like, even though I really left that as a teen, those stories stick with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I needed some reprogramming of, like, not just that, but, like, all of the little things that you pick up along the way through your 20s and 30s, and then you're like, this is everybody else's shit. This mm-hmm. is not really my shit.
Yep.
So it was like letting go of a lot of that and, getting rid of a lot of relationships. Like, I know a lot of people talk about this, but I experienced that relationship purge where all of a sudden you're just like, they gotta go and they gotta go. And, like, it's nothing like, you don't mean any malice or, like, ill will towards them, but it's, you just realize you don't have the energy in your life for that kind of energy because you want to create all these other things.
Yes, ma'am.
So
no, I understand. Now, the whole relationship purging,
mm-hmm.
because people show up in different phases of your life,
yep.
and that has a emotional attachment to whatever that moment was.
Mm-hmm.
How hard has it been for you to say, ooh, girl, you gotta go?
I mean, the first big one was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was someone who was really, really close to me, and and it's been a process, but I think just showing up for yourself every day mm-hmm. and trusting my intuition, like, knowing that, like, looking back, I knew this all along about this person, right? Like, I just never trusted myself to act on it and be like, maybe I should put my energy elsewhere. Hmm. So the benefit of all of that is, though, that like now I can identify the kinds of energy that I don't want around ahead of time. Like before we start going down the rabbit hole of friendship, working together, whatever, by just trusting your intuition and cutting that off when you need to.
I read in a book, and I need to remember what book it was. I'm gonna have to figure it out. When your phone rings, mm-hmm. and that person's name or picture pops up, how does it make you feel?
Yeah.
And I've looked at, you know, sometimes I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like fuck that. Like, I don't want to talk to that person today. You know, our bodies know mm-hmm. how a person reacts to us, and it's crazy. So when you just talked about that, that really hits home for me, because I'm really doing the purge. Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, okay, person, thank you for the space that you have honored in me. Thank you for the growth you've allowed me. I'll see you at, you know.
See you later.
You know, see you, holla. Some people you just have to let go altogether because mm-hmm. they don't want to respect that the base is no longer available for them in your lives. And that's the hardest kind of purge, of this person that keeps popping up and mm-hmm. you're like, I blocked you. You created a new account. Don't, you have a new phone number. Like, no, don't do this. And so, good for you. And I hope more people find space to say, I love you.
Yeah, it's getting out of your comfort zone and out of your patterns. You know, I miss a lot of things about the people that aren't really, like, you know, in my circle anymore. And not all of them have been like a friend breakup. A lot of it has just been like people just kind of flow out of my orbit because I've got all of these other things that I'm attracting now too. And so, you know, it's been really nice to get more involved in the creative community and meet all of these people, you know, that are doing the same thing that I'm doing. Like, they're going through this process mm-hmm. of being an entrepreneur and being a creative and, like, figuring out how to make all this mess work.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of people that I need to be around right now.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, because you have to be around people who have either gone the path that you're currently going down, because a lot of people, like you're saying, your beliefs from your family and growing up, they're scared for you sometimes, and they don't know how to say, I'm excited for you, or, you know, or, and so I'm talking to people about, oh, I'm starting this thing, and they're like, why?
What are you doing?
And I said, I didn't say I quit my job. I just said that I started a podcast or that I'm writing, and they're like, what do you mean you're doing something different? And they're scared for you. Mm-hmm. And so I recognize the fear, but F it, we gotta do it anyway.
Yep.
And no, so I'm just so excited, and I'm grateful to hear someone that has that level of clarity that says, you know, I'm doing it. This is how we need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I have another question for you regarding self-care and what do you do? What is L time? How do you take care of yourself in midst of always going, always posting?
Well, like today I got a pedicure because that is my monthly, like, must do. It's my first open-toed shoes day today. I'm sporting my new pedicure.
Yay.
I mean, I think just finding little things like that, whatever makes you happy, and making time to do those. Because, like, if I just, like, say I'm going to get a pedicure, but then I don't put it on the calendar, it's not going to happen. I also really gotten into meditation in the last, since, like, November, I started a thing. And I just noticed so many differences in my anxiety levels and my productivity levels, and that has also been a process, like everything is, and it's not perfect, but man, I feel so much better when I do that. And I'm like, why did I wait so long to start doing this? I don't know, I wasn't ready, I guess. So those are probably my two favorite things. And just really, I recently actually decided to not post on the weekends at all on Instagram. I was not doing, like, feature posts. And then for a while, I had someone helping me do stories on the weekends. And I was just like, you know, for the amount of, like, energy and time that we're putting into this, like, our engagement isn't that high on the weekends. People who are, like, on our feed are out doing stuff and, like, making stuff and have a lot of things going on. So I think at this point, it's worth it to me. So this was the first weekend that I did that. And oh, my God, it was amazing.
Really?
I logged out of Collab Create DC, and I love you all, but it was so nice. It was so nice. And then I came back on Monday, and I felt refreshed and, like, reconnected, and it was awesome to see, like, the people that did follow us in DM over the weekends, like, catching up with everybody. So That's my new self-care thing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Because I've been going around, and like you said, you're plugging things into your calendar. Then it turns into an overwhelming to-do list, mm-hmm. and I've decided I just want to nap. You know, guys, I'm going to cancel all my appointments for today. When I leave, I'm just going to lay down. And I've had those days where it's like, holy crap, who's my assistant? I need an assistant. So I'm going to have to, like, go online and find a virtual assistant stop me from doing
fire
this to
myself.
Yeah, I do have to fire myself because I want to do everything for everyone, mm-hmm. and I can't. And then you're like, oh, you have this person who you like to connect with, and then their schedule's crazy, and your schedule's crazy. Yeah. And it's like, why is my life this over? And I have two kids, so, mm-hmm. you know, they have part.
I have an 11-year-old.
And you have an
11-year-old,
yeah, so you get it. You. So they take up quite a bit of time, and mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, yeah, and on top of that, I run a business. Uh-huh. I'm doing a thing. And it's like, how do I make my widgets if I'm always out on the road? So, you know, scheduling that time, I have time to write, mm-hmm. time to do scheduling, block of time to respond to emails. Yes. It's like, when did you become this person? And people are like, hey, you know, what are we doing this weekend? And I'm like, I'm actually booked through July. But but I'm also trying to get to a point where I can say, okay, two Saturdays a month, please make sure you have fun with your friends. Mm-hmm. Because then, you know, those relationships are important.
Yes.
So, and I need to be around the people who make me remember who I am,
yeah.
who energize me.
Recharge you.
Who recharge us. And, mm-hmm. you know, not everything is about a dollar. Not everything is about working. We have to find some kind of work-life balance, especially since we've left the corporate hamster wheel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, I'm not doing this fun, you know, I'm not working mm-hmm. this 8 hours anymore, but I'm working now, working 100 hours a week yeah. to sustain my family. We have to figure out what that mm-hmm. happy medium is of selling our souls and being happy.
Yeah. And sometimes that means, like, cutting yourself some slack and being yes. like, I cannot do all of this, but I can do these things today. And if I can just focus on the day, it's much easier than, like, getting overwhelmed by the week.
Yeah, and my therapist is like, oh, you know, you've rescheduled twice this week. What's that about? And I'm like, so this is what happened. And she goes, is this a priority to you or not?
Ooh.
I guess it is, you know. And so she's like, it's already like, she's like, you're doing great. We're down to twice a month. Let's do mm-hmm. this. You can't do two. And yes, I can do twice. So, you know, I'm making myself hold that mm-hmm. date to my calendar, making sure it's the same time every 2 weeks. We have to honor ourselves. So good for you for getting your pedicure. I'm thinking next time I'm going to have to get a pedicure cam so you can, like, take a picture of your feet like on Wendy. but also, you know, in your spare time, I know you do a lot of gardening, a lot of DIY. Mm-hmm. For a person who can't keep plants alive, what do you recognize? Oh, what can you tell me or recommend for me that I can put into my space that's green and
in
not
your
kill
house,
it.
Mm-hmm. you get a snake plant.
A
those
snake
mother-in-law
plant?
Tongs. Those uh-huh. tall
I've
ones.
Killed that, those.
Girl. Well then,
I have a cactus.
Pothos. Okay.
Okay, it's okay. still alive, but I need that's something good. That is pretty.
Yeah, I like pothos. You
pothos?
Know, those like heart-shaped. They're really mm-hmm. viney. My tip with them is that, like, do not water them until they start to, like, a little bit. Like, when they look a little droopy, give them some water and then leave them alone again.
Leave them alone.
Leave them alone again.
I think
again.
I'm overwatering.
Yeah, you probably are. That's okay. what I was doing, too. Because I was right. like, oh, you're a plant. Don't you want No. Stop.
You know, with the Bert and Ernie, I got a little plant. It likes a little water. And, you know, every day I'm like, watering my plant. And it's like, no.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my tip.
So really, it's that simple.
It's that simple. I have those all over my house because it's the only thing I can consistently grow besides that snake plant. And you can break little pieces off and, like, stick them in jars and they'll start growing a whole new plant for you. So then you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and do you do any gardening as well?
Or? I do. I have a little yard in Brooklands, and I'm not a professional gardener, but, like, the woman who owned the house before us had a really nice, like, garden area. So once we uncovered, like, 10 years of crabgrass from mm-hmm. when she wasn't alive, then it looks really great, and I'm excited. So I like to, like, do that in the spring. It feels like a good ritual for kind of, like, waking everything back up. And
okay.
Yeah, and it's actually really easy. Like, you just put shit in the ground, and it, like, blows up. It's amazing. It's so much easier than indoor gardening.
Well, you make it sound, when you say you put it in the ground and it blows up. Yeah, I guess that's the point. But for people like me, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm overthinking it. I'm giving the plant my anxiety. Like, please don't die. Please don't die. You know, at one point in time, I used to grow things like strawberry plants and basil and mint and mm-hmm. herbs. And I don't know what happened. Something happened to my thumb. And
I guess that's just not what you're supposed to be doing with your time right now.
I guess not. I guess it's saying go finish what you're supposed to be writing and leave the plants to the professional. So I just want some basil lemonade. That's all I want.
That is delicious.
Exactly. So I am in going to Whole Foods and buying herbs are very expensive right now.
Yeah, you can maybe get some at the farmer's market.
I have to go to the farmer's
market. I know. That means I always say I'm going to and I never go.
That means going outside.
Yes. In the hot. So we're about to get into the hot.
I can do hot. I'm not a cold person.
I'm like a right now weather person.
This is
like,
you.
This is me. Like, I don't want to be sweaty, but I don't want to have to wear 15 layers of clothing to walk outside my door. So
I get you. Right now is just, I'm excited. I'm hoping to see more of you in the area.
Yes, definitely.
Please, if there's anything we can do, if there's anything you want us to incorporate ourselves with, send me an email.
Okay.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work. But if you could tell our listeners where they can find you and, you know, online, website, all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you can find us online at CollabCreateDC on Instagram. We are also on Facebook, but you will see the same stuff that you see on Instagram, so you should just follow us on Instagram. And, you know, our website is collabcreatedc.com. You can sign up for a newsletter there, which launched June 4th, and we're going to have a bunch of great content for creatives in the D.C. area. And, you know, hit us up for collabs and features. And if you have something you want to promote on Instagram, you know, tag us at CollabCreateDC in your stories or your posts, because we love to share what's going on in the community through our stories. So the more we know about, the more we can help share what people are doing.
Excellent.
Thank you for having
me. No, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you. This has been awesome. Thank you.
Really fun. Thanks.
Guys, if you want to listen and share this with your friends, I would really appreciate it. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. We've just been added. And please just listen, share, and if you have any questions, please feel free to find me at Baroness Bree on BaronessBree.com and Baroness Bree on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, you can find us on at FabFuckery on all platforms. Have a good one, and thank you for listening.